Hey, it's Digital Sister. I'm back for my second podcast here on Podbean, which I am absolutely loving. It just makes things so much easier than having to have, you know, the headset and hope that the recording mechanism on that particular site, you know, captured what you were saying. Because many times with the other site that I would podcast on, I would record these great commentaries, and then I would find after I thought I had uploaded it that it didn't take. So I'm glad that technology has improved and it's making things just so much easier. So it continues to make it, fun. So Digital Sister is back, and I'm enjoying communicating with you, and I've already picked up a couple of followers and people downloading the podcast, so I'm very excited about that. Well, I know, like many of you, we're just very sad to learn that PBS anchor Gwen Ifill passed away on Monday. I was really, you know, shocked, and again, it's been just a tough year where we've lost so many great people in entertainment, and you know, they're irreplaceable people too. But I think the loss of Gwen, particularly at this time, you know, with the new election, is going to leave a void, because when you think about it, there really isn't too much color presence on the network news shows. You know, you have Don Lemon, and you have Ed Gordon, and you have Roland Martin, who've been able to carve out a niche on some of the other media outlets that are out there. But for the main, you know, mainstream networks, and TJ Holmes, forget him too, but you just don't have that. And so we won't have that perspective, and we won't have that integrity of journalism that she represented. And so it's going to be quite a loss. So it'd be interesting to see who maybe fills her shoes, because you know that they cannot be filled, but somebody eventually will have to take her place. But the other thing I wonder too is, when we have so many great journalists who leave us far too soon, you know, like Ed Bradley several years ago, and now Gwen Ifill, there's often, you know, no mentoring within those news organizations to bring up new talent of color, because very often, you know, the talent is unable to last with the politics of those mainstream organizations. And so there's going to be a void, which I think is very sad. I also say that because, you know, Larry Wilmore's show was canceled kind of right before, you know, the election too. So, you know, I kind of liked his show because it gave another perspective. And again, on Comedy Central, you don't have, you know, very much representation of color on those shows. So it was really a breath of fresh air. So I was kind of sad that they didn't give Larry a bit more chance to, you know, develop the show and give it a little bit more time, because I think he probably would have done, you know, probably would have increased his ratings, you know, with a lot of the fodder that is going on with, you know, the election. So, you know, we're losing representation, and we're losing those important voices to keep the communities educated, thinking critically, not falling for all the distractions that come through, but to be focused, you know, on the main types of things that we should be looking at. Let's see. So I thought it was interesting also with Ben Carson. So he declines an invitation to join Trump's cabinet because he says he doesn't have any experience running a federal agency. But, you know, you wanted to run, and you ran for president and had no experience. So again, we have that strange delusion with a lot of these candidates that is very strange. So it's probably just as well that he won't be there anyway. But the fact that he would still be considered an advisor, I think, is equally as frightening. Let me just go back again to what I talked about the last podcast about how, you know, people got distracted and all these distractions with emails and language and all these other things got people not paying attention to what was really going on. And so now you have people that, you know, Trump is surrounding himself with even prior to the election that made you wonder. And so now that he's been elected, some of the people he's nominating to his, or wanting to be in his cabinet are, you know, pretty scary. And so these are the things that can be passed through the public if you're distracted with other things. That's what happened quite a bit. And it's just an interesting time that we're losing our critical thinking as a country. We're falling for too many distractions. We're falling for the latest, trend that hits social media that gets everybody worked up. And, we're listening to how many likes or how many followers people get because of comments, you know, that they leave. So we're in a time of a lot of opinion. But I think when we're going in this type of environment, we're going to need people that have some integrity, that are going to be raising the right questions, because that was also something that was lacking. When you have some of the same old people who are the moderators, you don't often get another perspective. You know, people didn't think Lester Holt did such a great job, but I thought he did pretty well, and he had to really, walk a tightrope, but I think, you know, he did well, and I was glad that he even had the opportunity to be a moderator. But yeah, we want to, people who are going to be asking the right questions, holding people accountable to what they say, you know, not giving them a pass. Even, you know, when we were going through the early parts of the campaigning, I always found it interesting that the major networks, particularly, you know, GMA in New York, I mean, Trump was always on, constantly. And that's how he got so much airplay over the other Republican candidates, you know, at that time. He was constantly being interviewed, constantly on the phone, or we're going to speak to Mr. Trump shortly. So he was able to really take hold and get that press, which also catapulted him with people hearing his opinion. So that, I think that was something to pay attention to also. So basically, I just want to say, you know, we're at a time now where we need to be thinking critically. We need to be asking questions. We need to hold, I think, media accountable, because in many ways they give a pass. You know, kudos to Roland Martin, because he's always, you know, putting it down and bringing it back to reality. And think about it, too, on the national radio scene, we don't have too much representation also. I did read somewhere in the news that Michael Basedon is supposed to be at some point coming back on radio. And that might be an interesting thing, because when he had his show, you know, he was about, getting people revved up, taking action, and doing things, and helping to mobilize some things. So I think in this new period, I think that's what people will be looking for particularly radio hosts or media hosts, you know, of color, who are more in the political and less in the entertainment realm, for a voice, for helping to mobilize, for getting the word out about certain things. So I think, you know, that's going to be something that we will be seeing over the next few weeks as the fallout, you know, emerges and we see what's going on. So in any event, just wanted to touch base again with you. Thank you for those of you that are beginning to follow me, and I hope you continue to tune in and listen to my commentary, because it's something that I thoroughly enjoy doing. So anyway, Digital Sister signing out, and I will be back with you in a day or two. Take care.